Blog Talk Radio.
I appreciate you guys for tuning in. You're listening to Hard Love Radio Show. I apologize. I just had just a little bit of things going on here. I hope everything's going well with you. Feel free to hit me up here on the station at 646-595-4311. Again, I just want to say that it is a blessing to be here with you guys tonight. Feel free to relax, sit back, kick your feet up. Feel free to also hit me up. You can hit me up on Yahoo Instant Messenger. My screen name is G Rice Online. It's G Rice Online. You listen to Hard Love Radio Show. One of the things that we did is that we took off for the actual So many things are going on and going on through my mind, but God is good. God is good all the time. So I'm going to stay focused. What I want to talk about is this. We've talked about several different things, several different topics. We talked about keeping God first. We talked about the ways we can be really serious about going after the things of God and the things that God's called us to do. Then we just have to just go ahead and do the thing. I just want to encourage you right now that no matter what you're going through, that you just do whatever it is that God has called you to do, just to go ahead and do it. Whatever God has put in your heart to do, just do it. So many times, what I'm seeing is that so many people are getting to a place where they have no idea what's going on. So I just want to encourage you today to do what it is that God has called and has placed in your heart for you to do. And when you've done that, when you've done that thing, you think, you can't do it anymore, I just want to encourage you today that God will make a way for you, that God will open doors for you, that God can, God will, and God shall do these things. But you've got to have faith, you've got to believe, you've got to trust, and you got to know that all things work together for the good of those who are called. What's your purpose in Jesus Christ? I just want to encourage you with that today. With that said, I just want to encourage you right now to make some good decisions, to make some even better decisions, and do the things that God has called forth for you to do. If you do the things that God has called forth for you to do, you will see God really, really mightily move in your life. And I think we're all at a place right now where we've gone through things with God through, and we say, Lord, we need you. Lord, I need you. I need you to survive. I need you in order to survive. I need you in order to get to the next spot. And I just want to encourage you guys with that you will do the things that you're supposed to do. That you stay focused, that you will do the things, and allow God to do and be who he says he's going to be in your life. But today, I want us to refocus on some of the other aspects of every night. But what about the things you expect from God? What do you expect from God? Because I think sometimes we put expectations in God, and yet, but we don't put same expectations on ourselves. And we say, I expect God to be my all in all. Why should God just give to you? You know, why? I mean, does he have, is it something that he should do? Is it something that he might want to do? And why? You know, and that's very, 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 very good. That's a very, very good statement. Why? You know, and I think sometimes we kind of forget that we're saved by grace. And sometimes the thing that we are wishing for and hoping for, sometimes it doesn't quite happen the way we think it's going to happen. We put all these things on God, like, God, when are you going to do this? God, when are you going to, when are you going to do this for me? When you said you were going to do this for me. You said you would do this in my life. God, you said this. God, you said that. We go through all this, all those things. And sometimes we forget what is it God's calling for us to do in our lives. We forget that thing. But what God wants to remind you and wants to remind me today is that although we might put expectations on him, we should expect those same expectations on us. Those same expectations are on us. We have the same expectations to do what he's called to do. Same expectations respect from him, he expects from us. So I just want to encourage you guys, search you guys. We'll know that. So you guys will know that what it is that God has called forth for us to do, we've got to do. Don't put expectations on God, expecting from God, we're not even willing to give it to him ourselves. And that's what a lot of people make big mistakes, huge mistakes. You know, if we're going to trust God, if we're going to believe in God, then we've just got to believe him. And we've got to, if we expect so much from him, we need to be willing to give it back to him. Is it just fair? Is it just fair for us to get, quote unquote, what we think we need, but we don't pay attention to what it is that God wants to do in our lives? You know, so I just want to encourage you today to keep God first. If you're going to do the thing, if you're going to do it, then do it. If you're going to live life, then live it. If you're going to walk with God, then walk with God. If you're not going to walk with him, then don't say you're going to walk with him. But I think the biggest thing that God wants us to do and that he wants us to remember, to keep in mind, is that we've got to, first of all, the word God, let me go and say this, that what we've got to do is be willing to do that thing that he's called us to do. And most times, it's not like a big, major thing. You know, sometimes it's just following directions. It's just paying attention. It's just saying, okay, God, I'm going to believe in what you're saying for my life. Okay, God, I'm just going to believe you for what you're telling me right now. And you just go ahead and do the thing God's called you to do. And sometimes we say, God, why don't you give us this, because we need this, and we've got to do this thing that we want to do. And while that's happening, while we're saying those different things, God is still saying to us, you know, I need for you to stay focused. I need for you to do what you're supposed to do. But we put so much demand, we expect it right now. And what happens is that the whole process of waiting, the whole process of going from rags to riches, the whole process of not having and then versus having, the whole thing of, you know, we expect God to do it. When we pray, we expect God to do it. It's great to have that faith. You have to also walk with the Lord. You have to also spend time with Him. You have to spend time praying. You have to spend time allowing God to speak to you and change your life. And the biggest thing is this. When we pray, we've got to believe that prayer. I think what happens is that we say, oh, God, we're going to believe in you for this prayer. We're going to believe in you to do this thing, this big thing that we're believing you to do in our lives. We're going to believe in you to do this. And then once God does the thing, then we say, God, why does this happen? Well, you prayed about it. You know, so know this, that prayer does change things. Prayer really does change things. And when God answers your prayer, don't get upset with Him when He answers your prayers and those same things that you prayed begin to come true. And then you blame God. And then we put this thing where we expect God to be at our beck and call. Rather than God is He's a creator. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. Like He steps, He creates that time. He can step in, out of time, through time. You know, time is nothing to the Lord. So I just want to encourage you today that that those same things that you're expecting God to do in your life, be willing to give it back. So God's not going to just give you some of these things and you don't require anything of you. What God requires is our heart, our souls, our minds. God wants our heart. He wants our soul. He wants our mind. I'm telling you, if you will give your heart, your life, your soul to God, watch things God will do in your life. So that's one of the biggest things that we can do. God's not asking for just a little bit. He wants everything. And sometimes we want to round off everything, then we have to be willing to give Him everything. We want God to give us His best. We got to be willing to give God our best. That means, like, if you go everywhere else sometimes, you make sure you go to your house sometime. You go to work sometime. You make sure you go to the club sometime. Make sure you meet with your friends sometime. When it comes time to go to church, you're an hour late. So give God everything. You know, this is a song that we're going to kick off today. I just want you guys to think about that. We'll talk some more about that in a little bit. But this is I Am Yours by Walt Whitman and Soul Children.
Come on, everybody, put those hands together. Give God some praise up in here. Let's declare that He is our God, He is our Father, that there is none other but Him, and we give Him praise. Listen. Not one thing do I want more. That's only to love you, Lord. I just want to please you. I want you to know I'm yours. This one thing my heart longs for, that's to love you more and more. I just want to please you. I want you to know I'm yours. Come on, everybody. Let's sing it together. Oh! My heart longs for.
And all I want
to say,
feel my dying. Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, the G Right on BlogTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, this is G Right, and I appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Heart of Love Radio Show. It's now about 6:26, and I'm in the Baltimore area. Just coming to you live. The number here that you can call into the show is 646-595-4311. That last song you just heard was from B.B. and C.C. Winans called Close to You. Close to You. Another one, the one before that, by a young lady. I really, really like her music. And she's just off a chain. She's down in Atlanta, but you can catch her on TV as well. So That's Good to Me by Darlene McCoy. Keeping it in the Atlanta area, I'd like to play for you a friend of mine. Her name is Liz Yancey, and her CD has just come out. But this track I'm about to play is entitled Free.
I'm free. Oh, here I am. make it. Look at somebody that came to get a blessing. And look at them and say, right now, it's already done. Your son, it's already done. Your daughter, it's already done.
You guys enjoyed that. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright. That was It's Already Done by the Anointed Pace Sisters. And before that was Eureka Wright. You know, you should know your own cousin's name, right? Eureka Wright. And that was none other than He Shall Reign. Check her out on iTunes. You know, If you want to get a good CD, please check out one of my CDs. All Things Are Possible on iTunes, CD Baby, and a couple of other online places. Feel free to go to my official website, which is gwrightonline.com. Feel free to please check it out. And what I would like to play right now is a song from my CD. It's titled His Love Never Ends. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I just want to say God bless you, and I appreciate you for tuning in.
Feel like you're on the outside looking in. Feel like you've lost your truest friend. Now you know you need us in your life.
shall gather to bow before your throne, and with one voice we offer up the treasures of our hearts. We long to see your face. Let our worship fill your holy place as we
think of your mercy and your love.
Yes.
Think of your grace and your power. How great you are.
How great you are.
How faithful God.
And let it satisfy you.
Let it satisfy you, Lord.
As we give honor to you,
our most holy God,
we long to see your face. That's all we want, oh God. Your holy place as we
think of your mercy and your love.
God, just hear our prayer tonight.
Yeah.
You're just listening to How Great You Are by Michael Stampley. You're listening to the Higher Love Radio Show. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Right now, I like to play a song that I really, 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 really like. And this is I'm Justifying. This is by Eddie Vedder.
No matter how many sins you've committed, no matter how much wrong you've done, Jesus paid for it all. So there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So tell me, who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? For whom he did foreknow, he predestined. And whom he predestined, them he also called. And whom he called, he justified.
No more guilt, no more shame, no more heavy heart filled with hurt and pain. In God's word, I realize through the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm justified. No more guilt, no more shame, no more heavy heart filled with hurt and pain.
Jesus gave me life.
appreciate you guys who are listening right now. I want to send a shout out to my boy, Angel Beniquez in South Carolina. I appreciate you for listening to the Hard Love Radio Show and for making this show a favorite of yours. Please spread the word about my show. God bless you guys for listening in right now. You know, one thing I just want to just encourage you today is this. No matter what you're going through, keep God first in everything and know that all things are possible. All things are possible. Feel free to check me out next Tuesday at 11 to 12 midnight for a special time with me here on the Heart of Love Radio Show. Also, feel free to check me out next Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless you guys. I appreciate you. I'm going to leave you today with this song by Dave Hollister. It's called Don't Stop.
Yo, Duval. We've been sent here to tell the people just don't stop. I know it may seem hard. You may have some cloudy days, but the sun is going to shine again. I guarantee you, I'm a witness. Just keep your head up. A scratch beat, he's steady skipping. Even though it tries to play through, like someone put me on repeat. And frustrations, disappointments, and faults. If I could, I would put it all on pause. Rewind, but it all was wrong. Place my finger on search, searching for a new.